I'm Joan Brander, and you're listening to my Pest & Cup Power podcast. I love Ukrainian egg decorating. I've been doing it for several decades, ever since I was a child. I've amassed so much knowledge and experience over those years, I thought that podcasting would be a great way to share my passion with you. I'll be telling you about their history, legends, and symbols. On the practical side, there's tools and techniques used in making them, hints, tips, and do-it-yourself projects to talk about. Did you know that the fate of the world depends on Pesenkare? There's an ancient Ukrainian legend that says, as long as Pesenkare being made, evil will not prevail over good in the world. They're one of the greatest traditions of all time, so I hope that my podcast will inspire you. In this inaugural episode of Pesenka Power Podcast, I'll go through the essentials of Pesenka Ukrainian Easter eggs, what supplies you'll need to get started, and why you need them. Pesenka is the Ukrainian word for Easter egg. You know the ones with the colorful and intricate designs on them. Before we jump in and learn how they're made, let's talk about the origin of the word. The word Pesenka comes from the Ukrainian word pesate, which means to write. Pesenka is singular and pesenke is plural, and I just know that after you make your first pesenka, you'll be well on your way to making many pesenke in the future. You make pesenke using the batik method known as wax resist. I've been teaching pesenke for over 30 years, and people are always surprised when I tell them that they're not made with paints, stencils, or colored markers. If you're not familiar with batik, let me explain how it works. So imagine you have three things. Firstly, an ordinary egg. Secondly, a couple of jars of dye colors. Let's say yellow and red. Thirdly, a candle. Imagine lighting the candle and dripping a few random drops of wax on the egg. The wax will dry instantly. Place the egg in the yellow dye for a couple of minutes. Lift it out and dry it off. Then repeat, dripping a few more random drops of wax with your candle on your yellow egg. Place the egg in the red dye for a couple of minutes, lift it out, and dry it off. Now what you'll have is a red egg covered in random drops of wax. Under the drops of wax are the colors white and yellow. The wax is protecting these colors. To see those white and yellow colors, you have to melt off the wax. When you do, you'll have a colorful red egg with white and yellow shapes. This is how the magic of batik works. Ukrainian pesenka eggs use this same technique, but with a slightly more refined and systematic approach. Let me explain what I mean. You'll still need an ordinary egg and some jars of dye. You'll also need some specialty items. Firstly, you'll need a tool called a kiska, and secondly, you'll need beeswax. Let's talk about the egg. Many types of eggs can be used for pesenka. The smallest that I've worked on are lovebird eggs. They're tiny, at about 3/4 of an inch high. The largest eggs I've used are ostrich eggs. They're huge. When cooked as scrambled eggs, one ostrich egg is equivalent to about 2 dozen chicken eggs. Sizes in between that I've used include bobtail, quail, turkey, goose, and other eggs. For beginners, a simple raw chicken egg will do the trick. Make sure it's at room temperature before you start. Next, you'll need a kiska. Instead of dripping wax on the egg with a candle, as I mentioned earlier, you'll use a special tool called a kiska, spelled K-I-S-T-K-A. The best way to describe it is to tell you how my baba made one using a calendar. Incidentally, if you aren't familiar with the word baba, it's Ukrainian for grandmother. Of course, Baba didn't have Outlook or an iCalendar, but she did have a calendar hanging on the wall. In those days, calendars had a metal spine. She took that metal spine and wound it into a cone, making a small hole at the bottom. She then attached the cone to the end of a wooden stick she got from a branch of a tree with a piece of metal wire. Voila, that was our kiska. Today, the kiska has become more sophisticated. The handles are no longer sticks. Some are still made of wood, but they also come in plastic, and there are even electric models as well. The special wax we use is beeswax. My Baba taught me to scoop up some melted beeswax into the cone of my kiska and apply it to the egg. She melted her beeswax in a clean, empty tuna can on top of her wood stove. The thing I love about making pesenke are the heavenly scent of beeswax and the sweet, warm smell of honey that comes with it. This is all very therapeutic and relaxing. The beeswax should be pure and filtered from impurities. Dust and dirt particles in non-filtered beeswax will clog up your kiska. Most places that sell beeswax for pesenke making ensure that it's pure and clean. Beeswax comes in blocks, sheets, and strips. All forms work the same way. Your kiska guides the melted beeswax onto the egg as it flows out of the small hole in the bottom of the cone. For Ukrainian pesenke, we call this process writing. What seems like drawing is actually writing a message using symbolism and designs. My Baba and I would write lines and designs on the egg that she herself learned as a child. Did you notice that I said write and not draw? The tradition of pesenke and their unique symbols and designs have been passed down through countless generations. I'll tell you more about that in a future podcast. Now I'll discuss the dyes. Back when I made pesenke as a child, I soaked crepe paper in water to make a dye bath. Sometimes I would make natural dyes using common household items, such as tea, beets, or onion skins. Today, most people use commercial eggshell dyes. They come in a variety of colors, but you only need a few basic colors to create some stunning results. I suggest a range from light to dark. So, for example, let's say yellow, red, and black to start. Fewer colors make the experience go faster and the cost less expensive. My Baba and I would dip our eggs into the dye, starting with the lightest color. Then we'd add more beeswax with our kiska and dye the egg in a succession of dye baths. This is the process of batik. So now you've taken your egg out of the last dye bath. Don't be dismayed at how it looks at this point. It will be a dark color and the beeswax will be all bumpy and rough. There's one more thing to do before you see your masterpiece. The last step is the magic of melting the beeswax and revealing the colors. There are different ways to melt the beeswax off your pesenka. You can put the egg into the oven or you can use the flame of a candle. I'll tell you how to use both methods in a future podcast. If you found this introduction to pesenke a lot to absorb, don't worry. I'll completely demystify the technique in future episodes of the Pesenke Power podcast. I'll also provide you with tips and tricks to make things easy and fun. I've been teaching the art of pesenke to novices for the better part of 3 decades. Some of my students have even gone on to become pesenke artists in their own right. However, all of them created a beautiful pesenke in their first sitting. It being their first pesenke, I playfully say to them, this will be the most beautiful pesenke you have made so far. Of course, it would be easier with you and I being in the same room together, but I'm confident that once you understand the technique, with a little practice, you'll create some incredible works of art to display in your home or to give away as gifts. So, if you're ready to get started with pesenke, the first thing you'll have to do is purchase your tools. If you can't find them at a local craft store, cultural organization, or Ukrainian church in your area, you can order them online from my store, Baba's Beeswax, located in Richmond, BC. We're on the west coast of Canada. The supplies are available year-round, and I can help you choose the best ones for your needs. Just go to www.babasbeeswax.com. Before we wrap up this inaugural podcast, I'd like to share some great resources to support you in your quest to learn and make pesenke. I'll actually be doing this at the end of each future podcast in a brief commentary I've called Books and Bits. An excellent teaching aid that I'd like to recommend in Books and Bits is called Ukrainian Easter Egg Pesenke Beginner's Designs by Joan Nekonechny. You can watch a preview of it on our YouTube channel. The video clip flips through the pages to feature the format, colorful cover, and contents of pesenke designs. There's a link on the Baba's Beeswax website, or just do a search on YouTube for Baba's Beeswax. It's also available in print form from babasbeeswax.com, and I highly recommend ordering it along with your beeswax, Kiska, and dyes. And eggs, yes, you can also order empty eggshells too. Just ask me how and save yourself the hassle of hunting through cartons at the supermarket for smooth, unmodeled, and perfectly shaped eggs. Plus, you won't have to blow them out later, but that's another story for a future episode. Before I go, allow me to tell you about Baba's Beeswax and how you can get in touch with me. Back in 1991, sitting around the dining room table with my family, it got me thinking that, well, maybe I should do more with my egg decorating hobby. We came up with the whimsical name Baba's Beeswax. Since then, Baba's Beeswax has been doing a lot of buzzing. We have a website at babasbeeswax.com. Our studio comes alive with workshops and demonstrations. We write books, pamphlets, teaching aids, and videos. We have a library for all the publications we produce and collect. Not only that, we have a gallery of all the pesenka we've made and collected. Please drop by for a visit. We're located in Richmond, British Columbia. If you like shopping in person, it's very easy to get to. We're not far from the Vancouver International Airport. And for our American friends, we're just a few hours' drive north of Seattle. For shopping on the internet, you can visit our online store at babasbeeswax.com. We've had it since 1997. Pardon the pun, but we've been buzzing around for a long time. We're doing our best to keep up with technology, so we're connecting with you on YouTube, Facebook, and other platforms. Now we're podcasting, and we're very excited to be doing that. You too can follow the buzz by giving us your comments or a thumbs up. We're here to help you choose kits and supplies, like the beeswax, Kiska, and dyes you'll need. You can get everything you need all year round, not only at Easter. In case you missed anything, you can listen to my podcast again. We've put the audio file on our website, babasbeeswax.com, or you might like reading along, so we've put the transcript there too. That's it for me, Joan Brander of Baba's Beeswax. Thanks for listening, and have a great day!